Greetings, Mafia. Boy, we have a good one for you. In 2010, authorities in Birmingham decided to create a whole lot of redundant government jobs with the purpose of employing a whole bunch of single moms. Why, you may ask? To decrease the fictional pay gap. I've debunked the whole pay gap BS 7 years ago in my video Pay Gap Gender Inequality Myth, still on my YouTube channel. Now, these single moms want more money because back in 2010, when they got hired for no other reason than being promiscuous, these positions were paid a bit more for a simple reason: there weren't so many of them. You might have thought these feminists would be grateful for getting government-paid jobs they were never qualified for, as well as being supported by taxpayers' money for doing nothing but sitting on their ass all day long and gossiping, but as we all know, the hypergamy knows no bounds. Or as the late Paul Protheus used to say, hypergamy floats. In order to keep the feminist woke utopia alive, the city of Birmingham needs to come up with £1 billion. £1 billion it doesn't have. Besides higher wages, these single moms want their bonuses as well, which adds additional £760 million. And that's not including all failed city projects cooked up by these unqualified women, like for instance the £100 million ERP project disaster. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Birmingham isn't some small city in the middle of nowhere, it's the second largest city in the UK, it's one of the big boys. And recently, it filed for bankruptcy. Who could have seen that one coming? I wonder how many other cities cater to this type of woke feminist indulging policies. When you go woke, you go broke. Here comes the irony. UK is the world's largest exporter of financial services.
You serious?
Yes, I am. It actually gives financial advice to the rest of the world, which explains a lot when you think about it. Oh, but there's more. While boosting feminist promiscuity agenda by creating God knows how many redundant positions, the UK government made huge cuts on education capital spending from £7.9 billion to £5.1 billion annually. Well, now we know how Brexit happened. Can't blame them, really. How much education it takes for an average woman to get pregnant by a random Chad, or for an average man to vote for Boris Johnson. Now, let me provide some comfort. If you're worried about the future of Birmingham, you can breathe a sigh of relief, because the government's gonna do what it always does. It'll turn on the printing press and bail them out with freshly printed money. Inflation be damned, you gotta keep the woke dream alive. And it'll keep on doing it until it holds less value than the paper it's been printed on. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in email. This is Top Dollar, signing off.